Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with two special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is moving the needle, connecting and retaining people in multifamily management with innovation. I have joining me by phone in this first segment a longtime multifamily industry veteran, Candace Manning, Director of Workforce Development and Training for the Maryland Multifamily Housing Association. And in segment two, we have joining us Candy Wongsam, who is the Director of Student Housing and Commercial Portfolio Management at Howard University. I do want to remind our listeners that we are powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and you can certainly go to the Multifamily Media Network and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to find out about not only our radio show, but other great podcasts and blogs by multifamily leaders and industry icons. Go to multifamilymedianetwork.com. So, Candace, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so I know that connecting, retaining people in multifamily is a constant challenge and something that even after the pandemic has kind of passed us by, has remained a challenge. I know doing it with innovation is something that that you're working on and something that's close to your heart. So talk a little bit about your background, how you got into this, and what does that mean, the innovation?
Great question. I love talking about this specifically because prior to joining the association, I actually worked in multifamily for 15 years. Of course, none of us really picture ourselves working in multifamily for that long. We kind of fall into it. But I found that there was a very good career path for me there and actually afforded me a great life. I actually loved my job working in multifamily. When I came over to work at the association, I had an opportunity to create and launch and open what is called a leasing training academy. So essentially, we have designed a program that is designed to connect people to property management. Students will come train with me for 4 weeks, 30 days, on everything you could think of leasing, from your guest card to phone skills to touring to social media. And then we do a whole week of soft skill training, conflict resolution, communication for success, polish and professionalism. And then we work with our owner-manager members to get the students jobs. So when we're talking about recruiting and retention with innovation, you know, essentially I am contending that we can no longer wait for people to fall into property management like I did. We need to be intentional about connecting them to property management. So the Leasing Training Academy is one of the strong efforts that we have in place to let people know that, hey, this is out here, provide them with the training to be able to successfully transition into careers in property management, and C, have a mentor who's there to support them throughout their property management career journey.
You know, I mean, that's great. I have always known, and I think people who've been in the industry for any period of time have known, that prior to the pandemic, you know, there was always a need to find great people. Seems like it's been more emphasized after the pandemic, where there are so many openings and the need for to find good folks to come in and work in our industry. Tell me a little bit about how you were, like you said, you kind of dropped into it before. It seems like the common theme or the common thread that is in most people's careers, they didn't even intend to get on the end of the industry. They kind of stumbled into it, and then they ended up, the ones who loved it stayed and moved up and moved into different positions and kind of spread their wings from that point on. Why is there the need today to really make that concerted effort to do this?
Well, Paul, I actually think you hit that nail on the head a little earlier when you said post-pandemic. So, you know, COVID actually changed a lot more than it changed everything. And what it did in the job market, if you notice, toward the end of the COVID uptick, you actually saw the big resignation, greatest resignation in history. COVID did things on different levels because it forced us to adapt to different situations regarding work from home, and it opened up a lot more opportunities for people to go work for themselves and want more flexibility. I say that to say that pre-COVID, it was pretty normal for you to get a job, go in every day, and that was the expectation. Post-COVID, the expectation has changed, meaning you look at especially Gen Z or, you know, people coming into the workforce. And what they want is flexibility. And unfortunately, what we do, as awesome as it is not always the most attractive job because it is a 365-day operation. You definitely have to go and do weather. You know, you average will not get every holiday off, and you just don't have the flexibility. So we actually have to work to make sure that we are, again, being intentional about making sure our industry is attractive, and also just kind of looking at things to see where can we adapt, where can we change what we did a little bit so that people want to do this. Because these days, you know, you can go ahead and commit DoorDash and actually make a pretty decent living. So why do I need to go in every day and work on weekends? This is what we have to do now, raise awareness about the additional benefits of our great industry.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. And we've got about 3.5 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit about some of the ways that you are working with management companies as far as reaching out to them or them reaching out to you when you have these students in your academy.
So what we do is we actually have, in the Leasing Training Academy, we have it set up so we have what we call placement partners. So we have companies who have committed to basically at least consider our students when they are available for hire and who also receive weekly updates throughout the duration of the program. So what does that look like? That looks like throughout the program, every week they're getting an update that's going to show student progress, program progress, and then going to have student individual, what we call SOG reports. Those reports are going to then give you student test scores, tell you where the students are strong, their strengths, where I deem their opportunities, and where we've seen them grow. And this way, what they're able to do is kind of get a snapshot of the student and see if they feel like they're a match for their organization before they even interview them. So a lot of our marketing kind of happens throughout the program. Additionally, we build relationships. I mean, a lot of my job these days is honestly filled with just having high-level conversations, listening to the needs in the workforce, listening to the challenges in the field, so that then I can make sure that I'm bridging gaps in that classroom to deliver talent who's ready to address what people need on site.
Yeah, and that's so important to have a funnel of places for your students in the academy to you know, kind of make their first home in the industry. We've got about a minute left. Tell us a little bit about some of the success stories so far that you've seen.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, well, I'm really excited because this month we had two of our students hit their one-year anniversary.
Wow.
Yes, so that's actually a pretty big deal. You know, the Leasing Training Academy launched in January of 2023. So our first graduation was February 2024. So to know that we've had students who have now been in their positions thriving in their positions for 1 year is a success in itself. I could also speak to the fact that thus far we have about a 75% placement rate for all leagues outside of League Six, who just graduated last week. But we are still actively placing, League Five, who graduated last week, but we are still actively placing League Five and Four, meaning we are knocking it out of the park in regards to placement rates for training programs. And I really believe that is accredited to the model that we've set up and our passion for property management.
Yes. All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back after these messages with our next segment, and we're going to have joining us Candy Wong-Sam, who's Director of Student Housing and Commercial Portfolio Management at Howard University, along with Candace. So we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and/or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing something that is especially important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is moving the needle, connecting and retaining people in multifamily management with innovation. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Candace Manning, Director of Workforce Development and Training for the Maryland Multifamily Housing Association, and Candy Wong-Sam, Director of Student Housing and Commercial Portfolio Management with Howard University. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Candy, let's start with you. What are some of the pain points that you've seen within the industry when we're working to try and find people and get team members on board?
Sure. It's a lot of pain. And actually, it's been that way for quite a few years. What the impact of COVID-19 has done on the industry has been, it's not only the industry, but the world. And so we've experienced a lot of things that we never have. And so a already challenging environment when it came to attracting talent even got more challenging. Challenging why? Because we have less and less people that we have available to hire. There's the aspect of people wanting to work from home or hybrid environments, which in the property management world, which Candace referred to earlier, is something that we have to be on site. And so a lot of times that is not the most attractive thing today for people looking for employment. They're trying to work from home. So a lot of these kind of things have been aspects. There's been world reports about people coming back to work and what it's doing to the office space, is it positive or negative. And we have those challenges trying to attract people because we have to serve our customers. So that is one of the most difficult things that we've had, is that. And then, of course, turnover. Property management is, been known to have high turnovers of 40% to 50% in this industry. So having to go through that wheelhouse of just starting over and over again with team members became difficult. So that's why programs like the one that Candace has been running with the LTA and developed has been one of the most amazing things for the industry, because that's, like we talked about earlier, is where everything starts. So we have to figure out that, as well as providing training to cover gaps for team members. The team that's nice, it's awesome for them to now get a launch, like in programs like this, like Candace has for the LTA, to launch their careers there. But one thing that's really important and people have to remember is, and if you're going to do this to attract team members over time, you have to continue the training. They have to know and they have to want to stay there. And they have to be able to know that where they are, where they're working, is a great environment with great people that are going to provide them with the learning platform to further their careers.
Yeah, that does make sense. And Candace, let me ask you this. You have a firsthand view and a pulse on what's going on with workforces in your area. Why do you think the turnover rates are so high in our industry? And how long has it been that way?
Absolutely. Another great question. Well, to be just very candid, what we do is no longer attractive anymore. So Candy spoke on it a bit. COVID has changed the way that people view things. And you also have to think, this is the first time we have sometimes up to 5 generations in the workforce, right? All the way from boomers down to Gen Z. And so the need for people, for what they want, for what work looks like, has really shifted drastically over the last 10 to 15 years, but then it rapidly changed with COVID. I mean, today, I have a daughter, she's actually 24. She has a master's degree in education. And you know what she says to me all the time? Mommy, I can never see myself working like you do. All you do is work. And on a property, for what we do, our communities are open 365 days a year. We have to be, right? But that's not attractive to someone who's Gen Z. They want to actually go to work and be off. They don't want to get calls about their move-ins on Saturdays. So, the fact that we are open 7 days a week, we're working on Christmas Eve, we're working all the time, is just not what younger people are looking to join. The other thing with that is the fact that because we serve residents, which we have to and we should, we just don't have the same flexibility that some other jobs offer, meaning it's not really ideal for property management professionals on the site level to be working at home because someone has to be there to serve the resident. So we kind of went from an industry that, people fall into and fall in love with, to an industry like, I know it's there, but in all fairness, I can go DoorDash and make my own schedule and make comparable money if I work 45 hours a week. So now we have to be very intentional about making our careers attractive again. And I've seen some companies get really creative to do so.
Yeah, and we've got about 4 minutes left in this segment. Tell me a little bit of from both of you, what creative ideas or methods have you seen companies utilize to try to reduce turnover?
Sure. Candy, I'll start if that's okay with you.
Yeah,
I have actually seen, for example, if you work for the government, you have something like 13 paid holidays. If you work on property and property management, you usually have an average of 7 to 8 paid holidays. Do you know that most property management companies require someone to be in a leasing office on Easter? Why? The reality is you're getting little to no traffic and you're probably not getting a lease. So I've seen companies do things like reevaluate their holiday schedule. Now someone can be home on Easter. I've seen one company actually move to a 4-day work week, 10-hour days, but they're trying to find ways that to make this work. Alternating your office hours, meaning if you're all open from 9 to 6, you can't change that, right? But you can stagger. If one person could work 10 to 6, one person could work 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. If you're 100% occupied, I see some, or 98, wherever your company wants you to be, I've seen some owners say close on Sundays. I've even seen a company who now gives their entire team the Christmas Eve and the entire week after Christmas off to be more attractive. Just some ways to make the job feel like there is some sort of balance.
What about you, Candy?
Yeah, well, Candace took most of them, but I was having a conversation with somebody last week, and I was talking about how the companies are, you know, we used to have to wait 90 to 120 days to get insurance. Now, my last two employers had it on the first day I was employed. So kind of getting ahead of everyone on that. Is important. And I've actually seen some people even do hybrids in property management where, because there are a lot of administrative functioning that we can do from home. And with that staggered workday option that Candace talked about, sometimes you can give people that perks. And that, those little things that you do that people are starting to see really matters. But we all know that nothing keeps people at work better than the way that they're treated.
Yep.
So all of these things are great, but if they're not treated well, it doesn't even matter.
Starts with leadership.
And
focus
I was going to
the people again.
And I was going to ask you, Candace, since you work with so many different companies in the area, what about company culture? What role does that play? And we've got about a minute left in this segment.
Oh, it plays a huge role. In fact, one of the companies that I see people are the most satisfied with is not the highest paying company. So there's not a direct correlation there. The people at that company are loyal. Company culture, a company that does not just talk about inclusivity, that actually breeds it. And what does that mean? Your service team is included as well. Companies who show their people they care, meaning if you work there for 10 years and you come ill, they're sending you flowers. Sounds small, but that's the kind of stuff that's important. Companies that, and it sounds so small, but you'll work some places and you'll have a wow fridge, right? You spend your little money on sodas and the property manager will say, don't drink out the wow fridge. That's only for the future resident. Let them drink out the wow fridge. Maybe you did spend $30 more extra a year, but how nice is it for them to feel like they don't have to go bring a drink from home? Culture of empowerment where people can make decisions, culture where your boss actually seems to care about you and not just the number that you're pushing, because the game is competitive right now. So if we don't start showing people that we care, why would they stay? People don't leave organizations. They leave bad bosses and bad poor leadership. So that culture is very important.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call eConserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic today is moving the needle, connecting and retaining people in the multifamily management with innovation. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Candace Manning, Director of Workforce Development and Training for the Maryland Multi-Housing Association, and Candy Wong-Sam, Director of Student Housing and Commercial Portfolio Management at Howard University. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. PayScore, learn the truth about applicant income. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about, and Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. So in this segment, I want to talk a little bit about recruitment. You know, we've talked about some turnover. We talked a little bit about the needs that we have in the industry for this kind of talent. Tell us a little bit about recruitment. And I'll start with you, Candace. What are you seeing there?
Well, I see it from two ends. So, as a former property manager, recruitment was always at the forefront because even when I get somebody good, we know they're going to be promoted and taken away quickly, right? So I took on a mindset that recruitment is an ongoing process, and one of the things that I did creatively was I was always looking for talent. Seriously, whether I happened to be at the restaurant and someone was amazing, I would ask them, do you love what you do? Because I knew that, you know, it's hard to find someone who's very service acclimated.
The other thing with that is when you have good team members, you know, encouraging them to introduce their friends to property management as well. Meaning I didn't just look at what was coming through at Indeed or through our website. I wanted to look at people who maybe weren't looking at this as a career so that they could see the possibilities of what property management offers. It is one of the few fields that you do not need a college degree to be successful. From a hiring manager, I adopted that mindset. With me running the LTA with recruitment, we specifically work with the 21 companies to provide talent when they have openings. Now, I will say the one part of that that can be a little bit challenging is once in a while we'll get a company that says, we only want someone with experience. And all I'm thinking in my head is, well, experience is great, but experience also comes with bad habits. And how do people gain experience if we won't give them a chance? That's where it gets a little bit tricky.
Yeah, so how do you handle that when they say that? Do you give them that?
I'm very honest. I say to them, well, just like someone had to give me a chance, this person just needs a chance. The other thing I always remind people of is an interview is not a hire. Meaning just because you give someone the opportunity to interview, if they're not the right fit, they're not the right fit. But what is baffling to me is that we will have hiring managers who are not even willing to interview people who don't have experience for an entry-level position despite the fact they have extensive training. And we're putting ourselves at a detriment when we do that because the next Candace Manning, the next Candy Wong, Sam, could be out there, but somebody has to interview you and give you that opportunity. This is not the day where we could be a little bit, and I'm putting quotes in the air, snobbish, where we can say, I only want this person. No. When we're now desperate for people, we need to be a little bit more open-minded. And in that interview, we don't need to just be looking for the best answer. We need to be looking to see, is this person coachable? Can they take and apply feedback? Are they ambitious? Are they driven? Can they take instruction? Are they trainable? And it really opens up another layer of hiring and the next layer of leasing professionals who could be leaders.
And I couldn't say that more with regards when I tie it back to the training that I was talking about earlier today. That is what we have to know that we can do. We can train the people. So I think growing people from within, meaning starting them from an entry level and growing them and developing them and watering them every day so that they can grow and into the team member, the employee, the leasing professional, the service technician, or whatever it is that they're developing into, we can grow that person more organically, and they probably would be a loyal team member as well because you help them grow in such a way in their career.
Candy couldn't have said it better. That's the other thing. It breeds loyalty. The person that gives you your first opportunity, you feel a sense of loyalty to that person. But we can't keep looking for seasoned people. The reality is the seasoned people usually want to move up. So why not consider people without experience who have training or who have the right attitude and the right characteristics of people who excel in that position?
Yeah, it makes sense. And we've got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Talk a little bit about when you're marketing your students to owners and managers. How are they received?
Good question. So weekly, we provide SOG reports, which are your strengths, opportunities, and growth, as well as test scores to all of our placement partners who are the employers we work with. And we're telling them, this student is great. They have a positive attitude. They're good in this. They're good in that. They're friendly. They're approachable. Opportunity. They may not be polished enough. Professional dress can be an opportunity. And where they've grown from the week before. That way, the employer has a good snapshot of what they're, you know, who they're looking to possibly interview. It's been received well from many placement partners, although it is saddening to see that at some points we still get, I really just want somebody who has experience. Well, here's this person who has completed a 4-week program, which has a very strict attendance and late policy, who has excelled on tests, who has all of the ingredients you're looking for, but we won't even interview them because they don't have experience. This is an entry-level job, y'all. So I've more recently, it's funny, I had an employer tell me 2 months ago, we only want someone with experience. I found out last week they ended up hiring one of our students anyway, because whoever they hired with experience did not work out. So, it's worked. The model has worked very, very well. Some employers get it, and they're like, I love this. This person is coming in with an edge. And other employers are like, we'll look at your students, but I don't know. We still need experience. So I guess I'm using this platform to say, don't always look at experience. Look at aptitude, capacity, coachability, potential. We are in a hiring crisis for what we do. If we have people who want to do this, let's not count them out before they started.
Yeah, that
we're looking for that
sense.
Drive and desire.
Yes, drive and desire.
We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I wanted to ask about what are the challenges that that you find when you're trying to assist your students in getting hired, besides experience?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, initially when they come into the program, some of the challenges are that this is a transition into a professional environment, and a lot of my students have not worked in a professional environment previously. So we work, the first 3 weeks of the program are all about hard skills, guest cards, phone skills, social media. But the whole last week, the program is dedicated to soft skills, communication for success, polish and professionalism, conflict resolution. And so one of the challenges we have in the program, which is a fun challenge, is that we transform. This is training that transforms. People come in looking different, speaking different, leaving the program, looking at themselves as future professionals, finding love for themselves so that they can project that on the outside and present. Meaning, we all know that everybody comes from different socioeconomic backgrounds, and some people are not necessarily given the tools to know how to present in a professional environment. The Leasing Training Academy provides you with the tools to be able to present as a professional. When I say I offer feedback, it's not fluffy. I'm telling you everything that the hiring manager is thinking and why you're not getting that call back ahead of time. So now when you go interview, you can present polished, professional, and with poise.
And what are you seeing the same thing with the Candace
mentioned? Yes, and as someone who has closely followed the program, and I've actually come to speak to the students at the Leasing Training Academy, and to see them from the beginning to the middle to the end is pretty amazing. And I do follow a lot of her students now on LinkedIn, on social media, and it's awesome to see how they've grown, how they've shared their accomplishments, the way that they are even sharing their team building experiences. I mean, this, you can tell that the program has been life changing for a lot of the students who have entered the program, and most certainly the industry that has hired a lot of her students have definitely benefited from it. But it is definitely an awesome transformation that they go through. I mean, from everything, from their appearance and the communication, I've seen it, and it's just amazing.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Rev, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
With our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing something that's important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is moving the needle, connecting and retaining people in multifamily management with innovation. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone are two longtime multifamily industry veterans, Candace Manning, Director of Workforce Development and Training for the Maryland Multifamily Housing Association, and Candy Wongsam, Director of Student Housing and Commercial Portfolio Management at Howard University. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Candace, talk a little about where you see the future in the multifamily industry in regards to staffing, high turnover, all the things we've been talking about. What's the future hold?
Sadly, unless we make some drastic changes within and change our lens a little bit, I don't see it getting any better. I think that turnover will continue to be at an all-time high, and I think that we're going to find less and less people being attracted to our industry unless we challenge ourselves to make it attractive again. You know, when I started, it sounded like so much fun, you know, baking cookies, showing apartments. Unfortunately, today's generation, our Gen Z, as they're in the workforce, entering the workforce, they have different needs from their employers. What's important to them, what makes it attractive is companies who give back. They want community service. They want some of that work-life balance. They want to be able to, even if once, you know, even if it's just during a snow day, they don't want to have to everyone report to work. Maybe two people can work the leasing queue from home. Basically, I don't see this changing until we make some changes. We're going to have to be flexible. We're going to have to look at the way we do business and rethink it a bit. And it doesn't mean we need to lose the personal connection, but it does mean that we can't only focus on the residents, which we have to, right? But we need to reacclimate our residents to be able to deal with a new workforce who's still going to take care of them, who's still going to provide exceptional service, but maybe not in the way that we're accustomed to. And if we don't do something soon, nobody wakes up, including myself, and says, I want to be a property manager. And when I look at my daughter, who's like, I'll never work like you, it makes me wonder, you know, if we don't change fast, are these offices going to be even more short-staffed? We have to make some changes.
And, Candy, what do you see as some of the things that professionals in the multifamily industry can do to ensure that our profession is attractive
That's a very good question. And that's what's becoming more and more difficult. Being in multifamily for, I don't want to date myself, but over 30 years, I'm now into a segment of it, which is student housing. And some of the things that I'm running into, it's just really astonishing, and the numbers kind of prove it all. We've had a position through our third-party management company that's been available for about a year and a half. We've hired someone. They maybe were here for a period of time, and then we had to hire someone else. But there seems to be a difficulty in the student housing arena attracting people into it for the same reasons that Candace mentioned. And it's student housing, which is a higher and faster turnover. So it's not property management is not definitely built for everyone, and you definitely have to. That's why you have to build people up, because it's again a difficult task with a lot of moving parts, but it can be very rewarding. So we have to find those niches. We have to get creative. I was talking about how front desk personnel, you know, a lot of times where, you know, they would just sit there bored to death at the desk, especially overnight. Now they're able to assist the leasing people with doing, like, clearing the queues for leasing, if they've been trained to do so. These are some of the creative things that we're going to have to do, because if we can't get people in the office, then maybe we have to get some of those people at night who are able to help supplement the leasing people during the day when their offices are short-staffed. We may have to continue that creativity, because, like Candace said, this is not going to change. I have never actually seen this employment rate as high as it is, which is amazing. It's truly amazing. But the reality is, as I said to someone, if it's a 2% unemployment rate or a 4% unemployment rate, do you want everyone in that 2-4% to fill your roles?
Exactly.
Probably not. So that's something that we really have to think about. That 2-4% that's looking for jobs aren't necessarily the ones for you. So that growth thing and growing your own is going to become more and more important as time goes on.
We've got about...
And can I piggyback? Candy, you just said something that made me really think. The other thing is, we also need to make this look like an attractive career. Meaning, you know, this is a place where you can come in, no college, you know, get trained up from the bottom and make a viable career. We need to hear more of those stories. And NAA is placing a focus on that with the whole RPM careers movement. But we need the people who are now in VP roles to be able to come out and share their stories to people who are even considering it, because most people don't even know that this is a profession that exists. So we need to share the success stories, because this could be you. But if you don't know, when you're just living in an apartment, you don't think the people in the rental office are doing too much. You don't know that they can make good money and that they're getting training and help, you know, helping people. We need to really be intentional. Again, I keep using that word about making sure we know that this is a career.
We've got about 2 minutes left before I want to transition into something else. I wanted to ask you both, take a 30 seconds each. And what advice could you give to anyone who's new to the industry? What advice would you give? Candace, you want to start?
I'll go first, Candy, if that works for you.
Yeah,
my advice to someone new in the industry is that you are in control of your own destiny. You will get out of this career what you put into it, and the sky's the limit, meaning the job I have now never existed. But property management led me here. If you come in, you give your best every single day, things will fix themselves and you'll land where you need to be. If you're willing to make that commitment, the world is your oyster. So I would just tell them, don't be discouraged. The days are long. The days can be hard, but remember the bigger picture. This can be a lucrative career that can afford you successes beyond words.
Okay.
And I would probably say, network, network, network.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that you meet in every place that you encounter is a connection that you don't know if you're going to see now, need now, or, you know, anything like that. So I would say just remember all of your experiences are there for connection, and you need to grab a hold of them and
always treat people with kindness because you never know when you're going to run into them again.
All right. We want to transition now. We got about a minute and a half left in the segment. I wanted to ask each of you, tell us a little bit about what you're working on now and how could someone get in touch with you if they wanted to. Candy, you want to start?
Candy? I'll go ahead and get started. Thank you.
I think we lost Candy.
I think we may have.
My position did not exist before either. And so although there was somebody who headed up the Resident Life team, my perspective and my position, although I started in leasing, is much more mm-hmm. facilities and physical asset focused and based. So you're taking it from someone who started off as a leasing professional and is now heading facilities. And we're about to build in the next couple of years. We already have a partnership with a national management company who will be doing a development of new student housing here at Howard University right on Georgia Avenue in the right here next to our main campus. We're very excited about that. Bringing more housing for our students at Howard University. I do work closely as the owner-manager representative for Howard with our partnering management company, Campus Apartments, which is a national...
I think we lost...
Their website for job postings that they may have available is www.campusapartments.com/job-postings. And you should be able to see all of the positions they have across the country, including here at Howard University.
Fantastic. Candace, we've got about 30 seconds left. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on and how can someone reach out to you?
Absolutely. Right now, working on all things LTA, Leasing Training Academy, coming soon to Baltimore. If you don't know about the Leasing Training Academy, I urge you to visit www.mmhalta.org. Outside of the LTA, I'm also working on public speaking and training. If you need a trainer, I train on all things marketing and leadership. Those are my wheelhouses. Additionally, I love a keynote, and I just love to speak and speak specifically about the value of property management and how leaders can create a culture. So follow me on LinkedIn. I'm Candace Manning. Follow the LTA, the Leasing Training Academy. We are connecting people to property management, and it's all good vibes over here.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for being on the show. I'd love to have you back again soon. But we are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.